Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I have good news for you today. God has made a way for you to live your life free from all fear, even when fearful situations are all around you. Jesus destroyed the power of fear when he conquered the kingdom of darkness, and he's given that victory over fear to every believer. Now we take the covenant promises of God's word, and with them, we enforce Jesus' victory over fear in our lives. Today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a special broadcast they want to share with you. In this message, you'll learn that renewing your mind to God's love for you is the key to keeping your life free from the influence of fear in this world.
Let's remind ourselves of where we were yesterday evening when we closed. We were talking about Luke in the 8th chapter when Jesus ministered to Jairus. And that horrible news came. Jairus had said, "My daughter's at the point of death." But then, while Jesus stopped and ministered to the woman with the issue of blood, which also ministered to Jairus, but then the evil report came, "Trouble not the master any longer, your daughter has died." Jesus immediately said to him, "Fear not, believe only." Billy pointed out to me from the statement of faith of the Jews. The phrase in Judaism's declaration of faith, over and over and over and over, says, and they repeat it over and over and over, they say it again and again, "I believe with complete faith." And then they make the statement, "I believe with complete faith Messiah is coming. I believe with complete faith," and make their statements. And that complete faith, complete, is based in the same, it's placed on the same foundation in the same word base as shalom. What is it, shalem? Yeah. Now, complete or whole faith. That whole faith is faith uncontaminated by fear. Fear is the only thing that can stop your faith. Well, the devil could stop it. Not if you're not afraid of him. Well, somebody could stop it. Not if you're not afraid of him. Well, doing this or that. I don't care what it is. Nothing can stop it if you're not afraid. Because all things are possible to him that what? Believes. Now, when Jesus turned to Jairus and said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall live." Now there's the whole statement right there that everything that God, who is love, has done for us, everything that Jesus has provided, everything that the cross provided, everything that the written word provided, everything that the resurrection has provided, everything that the Holy Ghost has come to provide. All ways works. As long as fear is not there to stop it. Amen. Now that's where we were when we closed last night. And we remind ourselves that perfected love casteth out fear. The rising of love, revelation of love, the rising of love literally flushes fear out. The renewing of our minds has to take place now on God is love. Now, we've mentally ascended to that, but there's been very little revelation of it. Years ago, there was a man wrote a book, Love Opens Prison Doors. This man was a lifer. He got hold of it in prison. He was a lifer with no chance for parole. And he got a hold of the fact that love never fails. And he meditated on it. I mean, he had the time. And he meditated on it and meditated on it until it got so big in his life. What was it doing? It was rising. The tide of that revelation that God is love. The word God has been a problem to English-speaking people. We've been through that. But I want to continue to remind you of it. Everywhere you can, everywhere you read, in your own conversation, in your own words, in your own daily lives, continue to meditate on it and retranslate the word God with love until it overwhelms your thinking, until you realize that the word God does not just mean supreme being. It doesn't mean the word God can mean anything you want it to mean. Not if you're a Hebrew speaking believer. No, it never could, because in Hebrew, you understand all of the things that God explained about who he is and what he is and where he is and when he is and everything else he is. But still, you have to come into the New Testament to get a working revelation of that, because in the New Testament, you get to see him and you find out God is love. Hallelujah. And love is God. Yes. Love created everything. Yes. And that's the reason love took a look as he created. He stopped and looked at it and said, yeah, that's good. Now remember, he's not creating it for himself. He didn't need a new home. He's about to have a family, and so he's expanding his assets for his family. He wasn't looking for a place to retire. He's building for his family, and he was very careful to make sure it was good. Love makes things good. Amen. Take some fool like Satan to come in and tear up what good love created. Amen. So now there's where we are. We're renewing our mind to this. We have been delivered from fear. We do not cope with fear. We do not put fear down. We do not train ourselves. Now, training is great. Don't misunderstand me. But it is not the end exercise. Revelation of love is the end exercise. Amen. And so, we attack fear. Fear cast out doesn't have to be coped with. It isn't there. The most peaceful thing in the world that we know in our surroundings is that when all of hell is just tearing up everything all around us, and it just doesn't have any effect on you. Amen. Dying for you and me is nothing but a change of clothes. Now, if you begin to meditate on the love of God, we have been delivered from the fear of death. So begin to meditate on it. Take some time to think about it. We've been delivered from the fear of death. Certainly we've been delivered from death, but we've been delivered from the fear of it. And the fear of death, as we've learned, is the master fear. Fear of death is, you remember what the definition of fear is? Faith in death. Faith in the laws of death. Faith, confidence, highly developed confidence in what Satan did in Adam in the Garden of Eden. Now turn with me to the 5th chapter of the book of Romans for a moment. And here we go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 17. For if by one man's offense, if by Adam's offense, death reigned, by one, by Adam, read those next two words aloud. Much more. Just more? Much more. They which receive it. Who can receive it? Anybody that will. They which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. So now, say this out loud with me. Much more,
what God did in Jesus on the cross.
Much more, far greater than what Satan did in Adam in the Garden of Eden. But if you talk to most people, you get the idea that that death is so much more powerful than grace. I'm talking about talking in church. I'm not talking about what the world thinks. I mean, how could they think anything else? Sin is what they do. But I'm talking about in the body of Christ. I'm talking about full gospel tongue talking Bible toting believers. But yet at the same time, in their conversation, in their way of thinking, and in manner of life, God is hard to receive from. He's not hard to receive from at all. He's a whosoever will, I've done it all, paid it all, loving Father. Amen. But we've done that because of fear-based lifestyle. Now then, the fearless know the difference between being led by the Holy Spirit and being afraid to go or led not to go. Now, you're right there in Romans. Look over at the 8th chapter again. We read this already, but let's look at it again. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of love, they are the sons of love. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I have a father. I have a daddy. The Spirit himself, the Spirit of love himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of love, joint heirs with love. Now, if fear, go back to what Jesus said to Jairus, believe only. Jairus, if you try to have faith and fear at the same time, there's not anything I'm going to be able to do for your daughter. What do I mean, fear and faith at the same time? Well, all you have to do is just recall it. You remember, you know, you've tried to do it. Oh, Lord. Oh, I believe I received my healing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I believe I received. Well, I'm making a difference what kind of pain is in me. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my disease. Myrtle, call that doctor down there. Not that one over there at that neighborhood thing. Call that specialist. I need to go down there and I need to be sure and get an appointment with him because he's so busy. And if for some reason or other God don't heal me, I need to get in line now. I'm not exaggerating this. And everybody in here, including me, if we haven't actually done that, we thought it. Ah, yes, but amen. Trying to have fear and faith at the same time. And the reason it isn't working is because you did not do what Jesus told Jairus to do. And I remind you again that Jesus did not say, now, Jairus, hold your head over here where I can lay my hands on it. Let me cast that fear out of it. No, he said, you fear not. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, 1 John 4. Once again, remember, says, he that feareth is not made perfected in love. He's not developed in love. There's your clue right there. Attack the fear, demand its departure, but don't just stop there. I mean, faith alone doesn't cast fear out. Love casteth out fear. Developed love casteth out fear. Yes, attack it. Yes, take the word to it. Yes, cast it out. But immediately begin to confess and believe and stand on the word. That same verse says, believe the love. Or the verse just, the verse just above it. And the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th verses all together. God is love. We've known the love. Now believe the love. Believing the love casteth out fear. Now that's what that scripture has developed for us there. And he that feareth, right, I mean, God gave you exactly what to do. He that feareth is not developed in love. Don't start worrying about it. Just immediately say, uh-oh, I understand what that was that I just heard. I understand where those thoughts are coming from. Fear I cast you out. Fear of not receiving my healing. Fear of this being something that God can't handle. Fear that I might do this. Fear that I might not do that. Fear that they, fear that them, fear that me, fear that I, all this. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I refuse to allow you to contaminate my fear. God loves me and I love my God. God loves me. Love so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the son of love, who came that we might not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And he didn't come to condemn the world. He didn't come to condemn me. He came to save me from whatever this is. And get it on your mind, get it in your mouth, get it in your eyes, get it in your ears, and don't let anybody interrupt it. I don't care if you have to go lock yourself in the closet. You don't have anything any better to do or more important to do than to develop and perfect love and the revelation and renew your mind that love is God and God is love. Amen. All right. The person that allows fear to contaminate their thinking, contaminate their speaking, will contaminate their faith. Now remember, we found this out last night also, that when you got born again, you no longer had a fountain of fear on the inside of you. You have the fountain of faith in there. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but faith worketh by love. All right? But if you continue to think about, you might not, I might not, they might not, God might not. You know, it's very hard to disbelieve love. You start thinking, well, love might not heal me. That don't sound right. You can't, that don't fit, does it? Well, love don't care anything about me. What kind of a statement is that? Now you can say, well, God, in his infinite wisdom, might want me to keep this disease. But you can't say love wants me to keep it.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org. The world around you says you've got to look out for yourself and compete to survive. But God's plan for you is the opposite. He created you to abide in the power of his love. Learn how God's peace and prosperity flow freely in your life when you know and believe the love he has for you. In this series, Kenneth Copeland will show you from the Word of God how love makes a way. No matter what challenges and obstacles arise, it positions you to succeed. Walking in love is tied to receiving the blessing of the Lord. Train your mind to stay in alignment with Him and the understanding that He loves you without limits. When you are born again, you were recreated in His image. You have the same spiritual DNA as Jesus, and that means you can now walk in love with God and people, just like Him. Enter into His rest and let the blessing work in your life. Know and believe God's love for you. Know and Believe the Love by Kenneth Copeland will answer your questions and convince you beyond any doubt that the love God has for you is without limits. Receive your copy free on MP3 or DVD at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Bible says in Galatians 3:13 that Christ came to redeem you from the curse of the law. That curse included sin, sickness, death, poverty, and fear. God is a loving Heavenly Father, and He doesn't want you living a life that is burdened with defeat and darkness. That is why He sent Jesus, His most precious possession, to pay the price for your sin. He wanted to make available to you the joy, the peace, abundance, and freedom that is in His kingdom right now. Jesus did all the hard part for you. He made it possible for you to enter into God's kingdom and be able to stand before God without a sense of guilt or shame. All you have to do is accept His invitation to enter into His kingdom by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. A new life, free from the defeat and darkness of the curse, is only one prayer away. If you're ready to give your life a fresh new start in God's kingdom, will you pray this prayer with me? Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it's just that simple. You have become a citizen of the kingdom of God. He's your heavenly Father, and you're His child. Now, every blessing God has given to Jesus rightfully belongs to you because He's made you a joint heir with Him. To help you take the first steps of this new life in the kingdom of God, the Copelands have a gift they want to send you for free, and it's called the Salvation Package. In the book, He Did It All For You, the Copelands will explain what it means to be a born-again child of God. Learn about your covenant benefits that your Heavenly Father has given to you and start living the blessed life He's planned for you to enjoy. There are also two brochures that'll help you get started reading your Bible. The best way to get to know your Heavenly Father is by spending time reading His Word and speaking with Him in prayer. God loves you so much, and He wants to fellowship with you every day. He wants to share His heart with you and show you the good plans He's prepared for your life. The Salvation Package is free, so request your copy today. You can go to kcm.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.